Today we visit one of Seattle's most unusual sports teams. You may not have heard of the Sea Hammers, but they're headed to Milwaukee to compete in the U.S. National Championships. KUOW's Sarah Waller dives into the story at Seattle's University Connolly Center.
In order to play this sport, you need to be able to hold your breath. Because the whole game happens at the bottom of a swimming pool. Imagine a hockey team. Then take away the helmets and padding, give the players snorkels and Speedos, trade ice skates for flippers, then drop a lead puck into a pool. It's a real sport, and it's called underwater hockey. It began in England in the 1950s. That's according to player Pat Carboneau.
It was originally called Octopush. The story is a group of divers invented it to stay in shape in the off-season.
Now underwater hockey is an international sport. And it turns out Seattle has a really good team, three-time national champions, the Sea Hammers. Carboneau founded it about 25 years ago. He's the one who inhaled about a minute ago. A lot of people can hold their breath for a minute. But it takes practice to get to the point where you can do it with your heart racing, underwater, at the bottom of a pool.
A good underwater hockey player has to be able to hold their breath after being completely tired. It'd be the same as sprinting 100 yards and then trying to hold your breath for 15 seconds.
Carboneau is getting ready for an evening practice. His goal tonight is to prep his team for nationals by trying out a newer, faster type of puck.
The puck is extremely critical. You can see what it looks like here. You can feel how heavy it is. This is Teflon on a 3-pound lead core. This is a very, very fast puck, and it's harder to control, but we're going to try it out tonight.
The goal of the game is similar to ice hockey. Players use sticks to push the puck along a flat surface, in this case the bottom of a pool, and try to shoot it into their opponent's goal. But finding the right pool hasn't been easy.
Ideally, we want a flat bottom pool, 6 to 10 feet. We want smooth tile bottoms if we can get them, but again, we'll take any pool we can get our hands on.
The pool here at the Connolly Center does have a tile bottom, but it's not flat. It goes from 4 feet deep at one end to 12 feet deep at the other. The slope and depth make it a challenge for the players, but also for would-be fans. You simply can't see the action. It's all at the bottom of the pool.
From the surface, it looks like the most boring sport in the world.
I've heard it described as looking like 5-year-olds playing soccer because everyone's clustered around the puck.
Well, to me, it kind of seems like they're whales resurfacing.
Like when you feed the fish, and they're like bubbling up.
That's Sea Hammer players Alan Newton, Pat Carboneau, and Jay Griffith, and lifeguard Eliana Olais. The lack of a large fan base does have one advantage. Everyone who plays, they're all friends. And that's something Jackie Chua loves about the sport. She grew up playing underwater hockey in the Philippines. When she took a job at Microsoft and moved to Seattle, she wasn't sure she'd be able to keep playing. Then she discovered the Sea Hammers.
And I'm like, that's awesome. And I come here and they like pretty much all welcome me with open arms. And it's such a small sport that once you find somebody who loves the same thing as you, it's pretty rare. And you get really passionate about it because it's not, I can't talk about this with my boyfriend because he doesn't know what the hell is it. Am I supposed to say that?
Everyone on this team seems infectiously passionate about the sport. And they're always trying to recruit new players, even me. As they dip into the water right before practice, one player swims over to the side of the pool and pulls a snorkel out of his mouth.
Are you going to come out and play?
That's Luther Norberg. I tell him I'm 4 months pregnant. Apparently, that's not a valid excuse.
You know, there's actually a lot of pregnant women in play. Yeah. My sister-in-law, she was still playing right till she was like 8 months pregnant.
In fact, they're so excited to get new players that they bring extra gear to loan out at every practice, just in case someone, anyone, wants to get in the water.
All right, ready, guys? Yeah, let's go.
I'm Sarah Waller, KUOW News.
Want to take a dip with the Sea Hammers and try underwater hockey yourself? You'll find information at KUOW.org. We've also posted a video in case you want to see the Sea Hammers in action without getting wet.